Today's scripture reading tells the story that are relevant to preparing the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ and to help us reflecting on perseverance in the faith which we need to nourish and sustain in our journey. We encounter four extraordinary figures: Manoah and his wife, and Zechariah and his wife Elizabeth, who teach us about hope. They show and live out their faith, which is full of hope in the salvation that comes from God, the source of all mercy. The birth of Samson and the birth of John the Baptist confirm that for God, everything is possible. Samson's and John's birth was seen as impossible by God, by human reason, but it is possible for God. In fact, this event had impact on many people. It brought joy. It brought people back to God. It reconciled family relationship, and it prepared a worthy people for God. 9 days of Simbang Gabi is a time to prepare for the coming of Christ as our Lord and Savior. The coming of God should make us become individuals who bring good news, bring other people to meet God, and bring peace to families. Journeying together as a synodal church encourages and pushes us to relate to others and bring others together as people of God living in communion. Sisters and brothers in Christ, John the Baptist was an important figure surrounding the birth of Jesus Christ. John is like a bridge that connects the Old Testament and the New Testament. John's important role is even confirmed directly by the angel Gabriel. Because of the angel's prophecy, from the time he was in the womb, he was filled with the Holy Spirit. The existence of the Holy Spirit is a sign that John is God's chosen person who is destined for a special task, which is revealing God's plan in the world. The Spirit and power of Elijah became a pattern and testimony of life that was adapted and became a characteristic of John's prophetic work. John the Baptist's main role was to prepare people to welcome the birth of Jesus, the Redeemer. Therefore, the invitation to repentance becomes the main topic of John's preaching, so that everyone can welcome Jesus' coming with a clean heart. Zechariah became speechless until the day the infant was dedicated to the Lord and given the name John. When God draws us into his presence, he wants us to be still and quiet before him, so we can listen to his voice as he speaks to our hearts and reveals his mind to us. We need to listen attentively to the Lord and ponder his word in our heart with trust and confidence. The Lord is gracious. When God acts to save us, he graciously fills us with his Holy Spirit and makes our faith alive to his promises. May God's love rule in all our relationship and remove any barriers of to peace and harmony, and bring hope and strength to us and our family.